Hello again, Pittsburgh soul music fans. This is Gene Reed, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Muscles of Soul, where we take a detailed examination of the firm musical foundations of the songs and their recording artists who have helped make soul music sound as we know it today. For the first hour of this afternoon's program, our time machine will examine some exciting California soul and discuss the recording careers of Brenda Holloway, the Friends of Distinction, and the Watts 103rd Street Rhythm Band. During the second hour of our show this afternoon, we will listen to some Happy Feet Time memories and explore the exciting recording careers of the Orlons, Arthur Conley, and Archie Bell and the Drells. Please stay with me for the next 2 hours for some exciting rhythm and blues entertainment. The sound we just heard to kick off the first hour of our show this afternoon was Everyday People, performed by Sly and the Family Stone. And hello again, Pittsburgh soul music fans. I'm very happy to be with you again this afternoon. This is Gene Reed, as we have another exciting show lined up especially for you. Today, during the first hour of our show, we're going to look at some California soul and discuss the exciting recording careers of Brenda Holloway, the Friends of Distinction, and Charles Wright and the Watts 103rd Street Rhythm Band. To start, let's look at Miss Brenda Holloway, who had the distinction of being Motown producer Berry Gordy's first West Coast performer. However, what we also want to discuss when we talk about her exciting Motown singing career is how her performance was influenced by legendary Motown singer and writer Mary Wells. Brenda Holloway was born on June 21st, 1946 in Alcida, Caro, California, and was the oldest of three children. Back in 1948, this family moved to the Watts section of Los Angeles, where Brenda took up the violin and sang in the church choir. And by the time she was 14, Brenda and her sister Patrice began working on demonstration records and singing backup for some local LA R&B groups. After singing with the group that would later become the Whispers, Holloway's first professional recording was made at the age of 14, and she was backed up by her 12-year-old sister. By 1962, Brenda herself began cutting records on several different LA labels. And she and her sister also found work as session singers. Now, let me point out that I mentioned that her career was sharply influenced by legendary soul producer and writer Mary Wells. At the end of this profile, I'm going to play Operator for you. I'm going to play the version that was originally recorded by Mary Wells. Then I'm going to play the later version or a cover version that was performed by Brenda Holloway, and they sound very similar. But first, let me tell you a little bit more about the background of her early career, Brenda Holloway's early career. In 1964, Holloway performed a rendition of Mary Wells' My Guy at a DJ convention in Los Angeles. Motown founder Berry Gordy just happened to be there, and he was so struck by the power of her vocals, not to mention her beautiful physical form, that he made Holloway his first West Coast singing, or his first West Coast singer, I should say. He put her on the Tamla label, and her debut song entitled Every Little Bit Hurts was an R&B smash that also reached number 12 on the pop charts.